Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow American. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use. No doubt continues. A special broadcast. This is April 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Hour 202, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We're talking to Cliff Kincaid of USASurvival.org, and we're talking about his backing of Donald Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine. You know what? Cliff traditionally isn't really for vaccines. He's not really a vaxxer guy. But in this case, he does believe that it was released from a Chinese lab and that the China virus is deadly and must be taken seriously. And if we don't, you know what? It could really spell the end of our country for a variety of reasons, economic and health-wise and a variety of others. I don't proceed to propose to speak for him, but I am saying I've read his columns on the topic, and I think he's put together very cogent arguments, and he's set his own beliefs on the topic, and I completely disagree. And so Cliff brought up several points that I'm now discussing with him. So they have not isolated the coronavirus, and the CDC admits that no isolated virus is available. And so the vaccines that are created right now aren't really vaccines in the traditional word or term of vaccines. They're experimental, first of all, which I get why people don't want to take something that's experimental. We don't know what the long-term effects on these vaccines are. So when they run around and claim they're safe and effective, we really need to question that. They don't have a great track record with safe and effective vaccines either. As you mentioned at the start of the program last hour, Cliff, they really tried to crank up vaccines and failed with regards to some of the AIDS vaccines and some of the other things they were working on. We know we have a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund where the taxpayers are forced to be on the hook when vaccines go wrong, and it's already had to pay out over $4 billion to date. You could say that's a drop in the bucket for the last 40 years, but I would say it's a lot of money. And I would say that if the vaccine companies are reliable and their vaccines are dependable and safe and effective in the real world when they've gone through the FDA trials, then certainly they should be accountable for those. But you know what? Congress saw fit in 1986 to jettison the normal reality of supply and demand and accountability and et cetera, and give special protection to the vaccine companies. That's very interesting. And now they've rushed a vaccine to market, an experimental vaccine, that does not work on a copy of the isolated coronavirus or COVID-19. It works by, and there's two different types of the coronavirus vaccine out right now, but they work in different ways. But none of them actually have a piece of or a isolated, attenuated virus to develop your immune system. They have patterns and markers and other things that generate a physical response, but they don't have the isolated matter, if you will, in the vaccines at all. And that's why they're RNA in nature, and they work completely different than traditional vaccines do, Cliff. Let's start there for a second, if we may.
Okay, let's back up, because I don't know where you're getting this claim that the CDC has admitted that it has not isolated the virus. I'm reading from the CDC website right now. This was updated December 29th, 2020. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, was isolated in the laboratory and is available for research by the scientific and medical community. This is the CDC itself. It says, the strains supplied by CDC and other researchers can be requested free from the Biodefense and Emerging Infections Research Resources Repository by established institutions that meet BEI requirements. So you're
now,
just
hold
wrong,
on.
Sam.
Let me stop you. So what did you just say for a second? You said the something two,
the SARS-CoV-2, the virus.
Okay, the SARS-CoV-2, and then what did it say?
It said the strains supplied by the CDC and other researchers can be requested for free
no,
for
I know,
study.
But back up to the COVID-2 part or the CE2 part.
Okay, here's SARS-CoV-2, the virus, yes, that causes COVID-19, was, this is from the CDC website.
No, I get it.
Was isolated in the laboratory and is available for research. It's right there, Sam.
I know, but they didn't say COVID-19 or this, the COVID-19 was. They said the source for that might have
been. Yeah, COVID-19 is the disease. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I thought we had different mutations of this disease.
Well, there have been since then.
I thought we have the China strain.
The original,
I thought we have the,
no,
the strain that comes
Sam,
from
there are two
Europe
things
and everything else.
There's two things, the virus and the disease. The disease is COVID-19. SARS-CoV-2 is the virus. I'm reading from the CDC website. And for purposes of
honest... What's the
Chinese
strain versus the European strain? This is important.
No, this is the original strain. The virus that causes COVID-19 was isolated in the laboratory and is available for research. This is from the CDC website. It directly contradicts what you claimed.
All right, now grab the email I just sent you, and we'll look up chapter and verse for the site that I've got on the CDC's information. And this is where the rub is, and this is why conservatives, and I'm not necessarily advocating that some of these conservative claims are true or that they're factual or accurate, because what happens oftentimes is science becomes very nuanced, Cliff, and very debatable about, okay, wait a minute, SARS-2, is that really the COVID-19 virus? Or is, you know, did it come from the SARS family? Where's the mutation? What's the difference? Have they isolated the European strain? Or they've isolated the Chinese strain? Or, okay, and so there's a lot of discussions about, and they're not identical. And that's the kind of the key point to understand. And so there's information from the CDC that contradicts what you're saying in the CDC's website. And I'm not here to tell you that I'm right and you're
that's
wrong.
That's what you sent me. I you didn't give me an actual hyperlink, so I don't know where that's coming from, how much of it is from the CDC, how much of it is commentary. I'm reading directly from the CDC, December 29th, 2020. What you have there, it appears, is from 6 months earlier. I don't know if they had isolated it in July or not, but what I'm reading to you is the most up-to-date.
Well, what I'm saying to you is, what virus does it say in what I gave you that it says they have not isolated?
I'm reading from December 29th, 2020. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, was isolated in the laboratory and is available for research. The reason
no,
this
I
understand. Is true so, is they couldn't develop the vaccine if they didn't have the virus. That's one plus one equals two.
Is that
two.
The Chinese strain?
This is the virus. I'm just reading from the CDC website. You said the CDC. You didn't use the term China virus or whatever. I'm telling you the China virus, as everybody knows, is SARS-CoV-2. That is the China virus. You said the CDC admitted they hadn't isolated it, and I just quoted from a CDC document that says they not only have they isolated it, they supply the virus strains for further research.
So there's a document called the CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus 2019 NCOV, right? NCOV. Real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel. Okay, it's dated July 13th, 2020. And very deep in that document, on page 39, and they moved it to page 42, I guess, but they say we've got these isolates of the 2019 virus. Since no quantified isolates of the 2019 N COVID virus, they're saying they don't have isolates of that. So what I'm saying to you is the two words or the two documents we're using have different language. And I'm not here to tell you that I'm an expert, and I'm not here to tell you what you're saying is wrong. I'm here to tell you this is where the conservatives are getting their idea that it doesn't exist. So this isn't a debate that I'm right and you're wrong. This is a discussion to say you've got conflicting documents from the CDC.
All I can do is read. It didn't take me long to find this document from the CDC, more up to date than whatever document you have. And I don't have the hyperlink of the document you're sending me that was done 6 months previously. This document says it has been isolated. If they hadn't been able to isolate it, they wouldn't have been able to develop the vaccines.
All right. So let's talk about the vaccine for a second. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You're right. These are not, except for the Johnson & Johnson, these are not traditional vaccines. I agree with you. These are revolutionary advances in vaccine technology. Here's what Trump was faced with when he was in office. He knows the Chinese have released, whether it's deliberately or accidentally, this new virus. And he's president. And he's being told, well, Mr. President, it may take 5 or 10 years to develop a vaccine. And he said, well, by then, who knows how many tens of millions of Americans could be dead. So he goes to the CDC, goes to the FDA, and he says, we've got to get things done quickly. He cuts through the bureaucracy, the regulations, and in 9 months, they have the vaccines. Thank you, President Trump.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. More in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So up for debate is this discussion about whether they've isolated the coronavirus or not. Cliff has a document from the CDC that says, yes, they have, and you can get a copy if you want to. Now, they say only medical special professionals can get a copy, of course. And it's interesting, they say they've isolated it. But yet on other documents, they say they have not isolated it. And so, you know, I don't know what documents dated when. All I'm telling you is that's where a lot of the conservatives claim that you can't prove that it exists because they haven't isolated it. Now, I'm going to leave that alone because I'm not necessarily convinced they have or they haven't isolated it. So this is Sam Bushman's opinion now. I don't know if they've isolated it or not. I'm not a scientist. I see conflicting information. And therefore, I kind of question the information that we have completely on the topic. So that's, I want to put it out there. I'm not claiming that they haven't isolated. I'm telling you, that's what those who claim the virus do not exist believe. And they do have documents that make concern about their claim. And the documents are conflicting. And so it's not that I'm advocating for their position and saying they're right. It is that I'm saying that's where they're getting their information from. And it's circumspect to me if we really have it or if we really don't. I mean, is the golden Fort Knox? We can't answer that either. So, you know, the problem is the government has developed a situation where we just cannot trust what they say. And that's why I'm not really for the vaccines. The vaccine companies have a horrible track record. There's plenty of harm from vaccines that they claim are safe and effective when they're clearly not. The flu vaccine, for example, every year, they take a stab at putting the right viruses in there. Oftentimes they miss the boat, and it's anywhere from 19 to like 49 or 59 at most percent effective. And I can flip a coin and do better than that most of the time. They've protected the vaccine companies from liability and accountability. They have put the taxpayers on the hook for a lot of this. They've literally given vaccines to people that have sterilized people in the past and vaccines to people that have all kinds of negative effects. Their reporting systems only let very few people report in detail about the vaccines. They put them in vaccine courts, if you will, when something goes wrong for the big payouts so it doesn't hit the media and the average Joe doesn't see it. Their trustworthiness track record is what I would personally go with. Now, I do believe the virus is real. And that's why I spend the time to articulate those who believe it's not real have these documents that claim that it's never been isolated. I don't know the truth on that. So I'm just articulating their point of view. From my point of view, I believe the virus is real, and I believe it's very dangerous. I believe it can kill people. I have a sister that died from the coronavirus. I believe that I have had the coronavirus, and I believe that I'm one of the long haulers, very still sick from the coronavirus. So I do believe it's real, Cliff, and I do understand it. And I do believe that there's no doubt, whether they've isolated it or not, that it's real. But that's the reason that they are claiming and digging in where they are, is because of that information that I gave you. And I didn't have a hyperlink at hand, because I didn't know this would come up, so I didn't have a hyperlink ready. There are articles that link to that page, or you can find that document on the CDC and check it out or whatever. And I'm not here to advocate for that position as much as to tell you that it exists, and it's hard to convince conservatives differently oftentimes because of that. I'm more on the, I don't trust the government, and I don't trust the vaccine companies at all, even with vaccines that they claim are safe and effective. And so then when they rush a vaccine, an experimental vaccine, to market because of a crisis, then I really question from there. We don't know the long-term effects on this coronavirus, do we?
No, but remember, this was a government that developed these vaccines under a president you and I respected, President Donald Trump. President Trump had some bad advisors and some very good advisors. One of his good ones was Peter Navarro, who, of course, did the famous book and film by the same name, Death by China. He was cognizant of the threat from China even before he joined the Trump administration. And he calls Trump the father of the coronavirus vaccine because he's proud of it. Trump himself has referred to the vaccine as the Trump scene, the Trump vaccine. And he just recently talked to the New York Post about how this vaccine is saving tens of millions of lives now. Now, if you want to think that Trump was in on some evil conspiracy to implement the world government of the Antichrist, then you can refuse to take the vaccine. I'm not trying to force it on you. But I stand with Trump. I stand with Navarro. I think they were able to ride herd on the scientific and medical community to use technology, this mRNA technology that they were actually studying for years before this, and they used it, transformed it into a new kind of vaccine technology that is working. It's working in Israel. It's working in the United States. You can choose not to take it. You can say, well, I'd rather stand my chances of getting the virus. But I'll tell you this much. Your chances, according to the experts, including medical doctor McCary, who's a Fox News consultant, your chances of getting the coronavirus and dying from it are about 1 in 600. They recently, because of caution, decided to pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of one blood clot causing one death in 7 million. So there are risks to the vaccines, but I submit, this is my judgment, my opinion, there's more risk of not taking the vaccine and dying.
All right, and I understand that. Now, I don't believe that it's a conspiracy from somewhere for a global, you know, death trap or whatever else. I don't believe Trump was in on that conspiracy at all. I do think there's in government, though, oftentimes divided agendas. And as you know, they've been trying to trap Trump for years. I don't have confidence in Anthony Fauci. I think that Anthony Fauci has lied to us over and over. I think he's given us dishonest, less than accurate, and less than genuine information. For example, they talked about herd immunity. And they said, hey, you know what? We're going to have herd immunity. If everybody takes the vaccines, we'll get herd immunity. And then some say, you know, hey, you take the vaccines and then we can start taking off the masks or whatever else. And, you know, it seems like they just keep moving the goalposts and keep changing the game. And when you don't trust government in the first place, see, I just don't trust government. I think government has a necessary role, but I think it's very limited in scope. And I think most of government is simply not trustworthy. And so when they keep moving the goalposts, first it was Fauci said, well, you don't need to take masks. You don't need to wear masks. And then he came back and he said, well, wait a minute. I lied to you. You need to wear masks. The reason I said you didn't need to wear masks is because I didn't want you to take all the masks from the medical personnel that needs them. So I lied. Sorry, but now you need masks. And then he came back even a year later and said, you need two masks. And then after a while, he said, well, once everybody gets vaccinated, we won't need masks. And now he's vaccinated and he has two masks. And so now he's vaccinated and has two masks, and that's still not enough. He says even people who have been vaccinated can't really go in and dine with anybody and stuff like this. And so Rand Paul, you know, in the Senate, literally had an argument with Fauci about this and said, you know, are you just playing political theater? And Fauci tried to, you know, explain, is there science to back that we have to have two masks even though you're vaccinated? If you're vaccinated, you should have immunity, right? And Anthony couldn't answer the questions. And so Anthony has lost credibility in the mind of the American people, especially the conservatives, Cliff. And so even though Trump, I believe, is a good person, I did not vote for him, but I believe he's a good person, he could be deceived by a lot of people in his department and by scientific experts, and he could be led around by the nose by some of these people, even though he means well. Fauci has lost credibility with the public, sir.
I don't trust Fauci, neither does Trump. But this is a red herring. Fauci didn't develop the vaccine. If you want to understand the vaccine, just one of them, the one I took, Pfizer, listen to, watch the views of the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, who, by the way, is the child of Holocaust survivors. And Netanyahu of Israel basically pleaded with Bourla, provide the vaccines so Israel can survive the China virus. And it's working. It's working. I don't trust our government either in general. But you know the government I don't trust even more? China. And I don't trust them because even the conservatives who are critical of me, many like yourself, admit this was a virus that came out of a Chinese lab. I think Trump knows that. Navarro knows that. Their former CDC head, Redfield, knows that.
Yeah, but Cliff, he said as much. So on the CDC website, the first thing they say when you say, hey, how do the vaccines work? Right on there, they say the first things that you should know. The first thing you should know is the vaccines are safe and effective. That's what the CDC says, okay? And if they're experimental vaccines, they've rushed through a trial, and we don't know the long-term effects, how can they make such an irrational, unscientific claim? When we come back, your response on Liberty Roundtable Live.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The police shooting that killed a 16-year-old black girl in Ohio could lead to a lawsuit. Insider.com reports the family of Micaiah Bryant talking with a lawyer after Tuesday's shooting in Columbus, but there's no word on who they would sue. Police say Micaiah Bryant was trying to stab two people at the time of the shooting, and the officer needed to act quickly. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine rejoining America's arsenal in our fight against the coronavirus. Federal health officials announcing yesterday the one-shot vaccine can be administered again after a more than one-week pause. While yesterday's announcement is meant to offer reassurance, there will likely still be many hesitant to get the shot. National Institutes of Health Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America what he says to vaccine skeptics.
This is going to give you a wonderful boost of reassurance, or as Oprah said, you'll feel like a superwoman after you have the chance to have your immune system revved up.
15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
As more Americans get vaccinated, we can start resuming normal activities, but that may not be as easy as you think for some of us. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober telling CBS News Friday why that is.
And so now that we have to come back into the world, you would think that we would all be happy, but it actually provokes a lot of fear in people because now they have to readjust yet again. We know there's been increases in depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so now adjusting to this new normal is actually quite fear-provoking for a lot of people.
For those anxious about resuming pre-COVID activities, Dr. Bober suggests going slow. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will be meeting with more world leaders face-to-face. The White House announcing yesterday he'll visit the UK for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first international trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his 24-day hunger strike Friday after losing 33 pounds and coming close to death. Navalny protesting his imprisonment for what he calls politically motivated charges. This is USA Radio News.
All right, so Sam Bushman live with Cliff Kincaid. I asked the question right before the pause. So, Cliff, if the CDC says right on the top of their website, hey, these vaccines are safe and effective, but yet they clearly admit that they were rushed to the market, they're in an experimental phase, if you will, and so we haven't used the normal checks and balances. We rushed them to market. You can debate why. That's a different topic. But, hey, if they say they're safe and effective, but we don't know the long-term effects, how can you make such a scientific claim and keep your credibility?
Let me tell you, as someone who's taken both jabs of the Pfizer vaccine, you have to sign an informed consent document. Now, before I go into what they tell you about the vaccine, and you have to read all this and accept it and write your name before you get the vaccine, let me return to this idea that the virus has not been isolated. The reason why this is so important to rebut is that even while I've been on the show, in response to my column, my latest column that's up on my website, I'm getting emails from people. Here's one. No proof of virus exists. And they are citing this doctor who is going to be up at this Red Pill Expo. Doctor stands by claim no proof of virus exists. Now, the reason I bring this up is that on this basis, people are saying, why should I take the vaccine when they haven't even isolated the virus? And this, it's a chain where one claim is being accepted, even though it's not true, and therefore don't take the vaccine. And at a place like this, this Red Pill Expo, which has a number of leading conservatives speaking, including Alex Newman and others from the New
American
Magazine.
Yeah, by the
way,
you should know that I'm the media coordinator for the Red Pill Expo.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, I am.
So you must have arranged for this doctor to be there.
No, I'm the media coordinator, so I bring all people in that want to broadcast live from there, and I do the media coordinations. I'm not the speakers or that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So if you go to the Red Pill Expo as a broadcaster, and you need help to get your broadcast on the air, and you need help coordinating to get a table to go and broadcast from, I'm that guy.
So I'll take you off the hook for coordinating this, but the point is, Sam, there's nobody at this conference who's in favor of the Trump warp speed vaccines and who's going to counter this kind of nonsense. Now, let me get into the vaccines themselves. The CDC may give you a one line about safe and effective. The truth is in the details. And I'm reading, this is the fact sheet I got when I signed up for the vaccine and took it. And Pfizer is very upfront, this is the Pfizer vaccine, about what they are claiming and what they are not claiming. Quote, the Pfizer vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. There is no FDA-approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. I can go into more detail. The duration of protection against COVID-19 is currently unknown. All of this is experimental. I grant all that. There's no dispute. And by the way, Fauci had nothing to do with developing...
Hold on, you can't say they're experimental, and we don't know the long-term effects, and it may stop the coronavirus. You can't make these statements and then scientifically say they are safe and effective. You just can't make those claims.
Well, since they have been approved, these got approved, as you know, in 9 months, people have been taking these
vaccines. But they're not approved.
They're experimental. That's right, because President Trump realized we couldn't waste time. We couldn't wait 5 years to develop a safe and effective quote-unquote vaccine. By then, we would have had probably 25 million people dead, Sam.
No, so, I get your point.
They took a risk. Sure. They took a risk, but they did go through trials. And from what we can determine so far, it is safe and effective. Now, they're not saying 100%. And if you still have any out in the audience questions, and you want to take your chances on getting COVID-19 as a result of the virus, and you want to avoid the vaccines, you still have that right. All I'm telling you is that there is a case that can be made for taking the vaccines. I stand with President Trump. He's backed by people like Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Robert Jeffress, and you just mentioned the leadership of the Mormon Church. It's such a national security crisis and emergency that many people, including President Trump, who has endorsed these vaccines on several occasions, are saying we have to survive, number one, and number two, we have to make sure this doesn't spread through the population. It's an opinion that's not only shared by people here, but as I say, shared by the people of Israel, and their government just honored the CEO of Pfizer, a child of Holocaust survivors on their own Independence Day. And if there's any country or government in the world that knows how to survive that's surrounded by enemies, it's Israel.
Understood. So I appreciate you naming people that you believe support the vaccines. And, you know, many of those people are credible people and are well-liked people and all those kind of things. But let's be clear, the vaccine has not been approved. Right?
You have to sign informed consent.
It has been approved. What did your hand just say right there?
It has been approved on an experimental basis.
No, I understand, but what did that flyer say right there that you had in your hand?
Well, there's a lot. Let me tell you, one, two.
You were reading right there, though. I think it said it was not approved.
Five, six. Yes. It's not approved by the FDA.
Okay, so the vaccine is not approved by the FDA. It's got temporary experimental approval. The long-term effects, of which we do not know, and the CDC says it's safe and effective, However, many of the conservatives, and I'm one of them in this case, I'm not one of them that says it's not real, by the way, but I am one in this case, though, that would say that is not scientific to say it's safe and effective when you don't know. And when it hasn't been approved by the FDA and it's experimental, you can't say it's safe and effective. You don't know that. And to say that you do is dishonest. And it's fake news, and it needs to stop.
I think there is an
honest... Now, you can say an emergency justifies it if you want to, and you can make that argument, but I would simply say that they've tempted us out of our security and our stability and tempted us out of our liberty over these emergencies for decades. And so the conservatives are not on crazy ground. Are you familiar with a guy by the name of Pierre Corey? He's a doctor.
Never heard of him.
All right. He testified before Congress, and he leads a group of physicians that is using ivermectin to treat coronavirus when people get it. And some other countries are doing the same thing, and he believes it's incredibly safe, incredibly effective, way better than the vaccine, way better than the other drugs that are being used and other protocols being used to treat coronavirus once people get it. He claims if you get on it early and quick, that it resolves it. He testified before Congress. He gave a very, very emotional plea to Congress to look into the ivermectin discussion. And frankly, Congress has done nothing with it. Fauci and leadership, Trump and others, have done nothing with it. Now, I'm not here to down Trump. I'm just here to say you've got guys like that that I mentioned to you. You've got other people who are very credible also who have spoke out about these things as well. Doctors, physicians, medical professionals who have spoke out about this, who basically say there's a better way than an expensive vaccine, an experimental experimental vaccine, one that hasn't been approved, one that we don't know the long-term results. We do know the results of ivermectin. We've got a big history. It's very inexpensive, and it's a great solution. So the idea that we're all going to die is a fear-based view. The idea that ivermectin and other physicians have ways to treat the coronavirus that's not getting out through the mainstream press is a serious one. The fact that the vaccines are being claimed as safe and effective when that's not scientifically legitimate, they're experimental, and we don't know. The reality of the coronavirus being released from China, well, Fauci and a lot of these other people in the United States funded a lot of the Chinese research. They pulled out for who knows what reason. Interestingly enough, in the presidential debates when Trump took office in the first place, they asked the candidates how they felt about vaccinations. They asked Rand Paul. They asked Donald Trump. They asked Ben Carson. They asked, and they were for the vaccines at the time. But what's interesting is I don't know of any other presidential run-up to election debate did they ask about vaccines in history before that. Very, very strange. And so you kind of wonder if this is a setup for making us all comply, making us all, and I'm not necessarily saying I go into the conspiracy land on that, but I am saying there are very serious questions about what we're doing in response to the coronavirus. And when the government's lost credibility, and when vaccines generate a lot of money, and we're overlooking people who have less expensive solutions, you got to start to go, is there more than meets the eye here? And whether you agree with those people or not, it's a legitimate point to make. And the final segment I want to discuss, when you say we have the choice to take or not to take the vaccine, or what about wearing masks? We'll get into it all in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
All right, so Cliff Kincaid with me, USASurvival.org. So this situation, whether they've isolated the coronavirus or not, some people say it doesn't exist. There's credibility and discussions on both sides of that. When it comes to the safe and effective vaccines, they are clearly not approved vaccines. They've been given experimental release due to an emergency in America, but they're not FDA approved at all. They're experimental. They blatantly admit, and they want you to sign a waiver before you take it, because they don't know what the safe and effectiveness of it really is, especially long term, but they claim they're safe and effective. To me, that's kind of a credibility crisis. And the problem is, with that is, you know, where do we go when they make claims like that? They're safe and effective, but yet they're experimental and we don't really know. From a scientific point of view, it's a very big concern. But that's where the conservatives are getting their concern to take the vaccinations. Now, my concern really has a lot to do with that, but it really has to do with the agenda behind this. Is there a conspiracy agenda? I don't want to go into conspiracy land, but are they going to eventually force me like they tried to wear masks? Are you for forced mask wearing, Cliff?
No. Masks
no. Okay.
Are beside the point, though. I have, when I go out,
well hold on, they're not masks, beside the point. They're not
I have
the
worn
point
masks.
We talk about the forced agenda, though, right?
I have worn masks when I'm required to go into, say, a grocery store or another store as a courtesy to others. I don't necessarily believe they're effective, but I do believe that the vaccines are an urgent matter of self-defense against Chinese aggression against the United States and the world. And Trump knew this. He realized how serious this was when he was in office. That's why he cut through the bureaucracy and the regulations and ordered the scientific and medical establishments to come up with these vaccines quickly, because he realized it was a matter of national survival. Now, he's never advocated, and I don't advocate, that people be forced to take the vaccines, but you can badmouth Fauci all you want to, and I've never trusted him. As I say, I ran a committee to protect medical freedom that was very critical of his effort to develop an HIV/AIDS vaccine. But Fauci is not the issue here. Rand Paul can badmouth Fauci all he wants to. It's interesting, your commercial there, Sam, featured Senator Mike Lee and Senator Rand Paul. Both of those guys got the disease. Both of them got COVID-19. Both of them
both advocate for the vaccine.
Both of them advocate vaccines. And Senator Rand Paul, as you know, is a medical doctor. All of the members of the GOP Doctors Caucus in the House of Representatives support the vaccines. The only people who are opposing the vaccines, and yeah, you can say, well, they're experimental, not approved. We don't know how long they're going to last. And all of that's true. But they're all we have, unless you want to live in a cave in Utah or live in a cabin in Montana.
What about the ivermectin? Hold on. What about the ivermectin example I just gave you?
Well, take that.
Pled?
If you want to take, you know, some of these guys out there that are bad-mouthing the vaccines are selling their own home supplements or vitamins. They're hucksters.
You know, but hold on. Ivermectin is a well-known drug that's been around for decades.
If you want to take that, take it.
No, I understand.
If you want to take it, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not denying that you have that option. You can take it if you want. Take some vitamin C. Take some vitamin D.
Will they eventually force the vaccines? Is that where we're headed? Because they're working on vaccine passports right now.
Well, it's going to be up to private companies what they want to do in terms of their workforce. The government is not forcing them. This is another one of these spooky end-time scenarios that the government's going to force you to take the vaccine and put a microchip in your arm, turn you into an obedient zombie or slave. Let's quit scaring people. The problem here, Sam, is not the vaccine. The problem is a China virus that has killed over 500,000 people and 3 million worldwide. And if you want to sit there and
trading partner,
if you want to sit there and take your Invectin, or let me just tell you this: when Trump got the disease, he had been talking about alternative treatments. And what did they do to him? They used 8 drugs, many of them experimental, one of them through an IV, and they saved his life.
Well, I don't know if they saved his life or not.
They did.
What I do
He'll tell you that.
What I do know is this. The options for solutions are many. The agency of people, I believe, is at the core of this discussion. And if they're really going to let people choose to take the vaccines or not, that's great. They did.
I didn't hear the question.
Governor mandated vaccines and mandated lockdowns. Legislature said after the lockdown expired, the governor's not allowed to renew it, and he ignored his state legislature and did it. Many of these states are on the dole for big, big, big money from the federal government, massive grants over the coronavirus. And so you get this situation where if they mandate a coronavirus vaccine passport, like they mandated masks for literally almost a year, you know, we're in serious trouble in America because we have destroyed people's agency and ability to choose. And I'm not talking about a conspiracy where they're going to, you know, force you into being a zombie. I'm just talking about if they create a vaccine passport, you can say private sector businesses are the ones that you know, have the choice to mandate it. But most of those big businesses we're talking about are on the government dole. If it's Facebook employees or Twitter employees or YouTube employees or the airlines or Walmart or some of the, you can literally take big business now that they've already, you know, shut down a quarter of the small business or more. Big business can partner with this and be on the government dole, and it's a little bit of a fascist situation where you can't necessarily say they're private and they can do whatever they want to. They're kind of half private. They're half private at my taxpayers' expense, most of them. And so the big question is, will they mandate eventually, maybe not by government, but by using the big corporations to do their dirty work, will we eventually end up with a vaccination passport? And if we do, then what? And so it's kind of interesting how that all goes down, and that's the end game for these people, it seems.
I think, Sam, you're confusing two different things. You're confusing Trump's push for the vaccines with what the Democrats and their governors did using COVID-19 as a smokescreen to control the population. Trump always spoke out against that. He knew they were going to use it for socialist purposes. He knew they were going to use COVID as an excuse to rig the elections. I was with Trump on all of that, including the vaccine. So don't confuse the one with the other. People can be opposed to what the Democrats are doing.
Are you willing to oppose the passports?
I do oppose them.
Okay, so you do oppose the passports. You do oppose mandated masks. And you do oppose mandated vaccinations.
Yes. I'm telling you that there's a case that can be made, as Trump has done 4 or 5 times since he came out of office, for taking the vaccines, saving lives. That's the point. Why is this pro-freedom, pro-health point of view being censored by some conservative websites, including apparently the one you're doing media relations for, the Red Pill Expo, because they're trying to get people scared to death. So they will pursue alternative treatments, buy vitamins and this and that, and you're getting people all wound up, and some of them are going to get sick and die.
Yeah, but the same thing could be said for the vaccines that don't have safe and effective confirmation. How do you know?
I think
that
we've seen the safe and
sterile?
Effective confirmation in the last few months. We've certainly seen it in Israel. Israel, yeah, well, that's another scare tactic. Israel is coming out of the China virus stronger than ever. Netanyahu calls it a lifesaver for the state of Israel. Trump is saying much the same thing about it here in the United States. Why are so many of these Trump supporters? Why are so many of these Trump supporters betraying him, turning on him, his signature achievement? He can go down in history as the person who launched Operation Warp Speed and saved America from the China virus. I say thank you, President Trump.
I understand that. I'm letting your side get out, but I got one last question for you. In the Bible, if we're Christians, God says if we repent as a nation and turn to him, he will heal our land. That's an interesting word, heal. He will heal our land and protect us. So are we going to live in fear and trust man-made, unscientifically proven, experimental vaccines to be our savior? Or are we going to trust in Jesus Christ as our savior, who has promised us as if we repent, he will heal our land and protect us? Are we going to live by faith or by fear?
I think we can live by faith and rationality by using our own brains. President Trump himself referred to these vaccines as miracles. Miracles. That's right out of the Bible, Sam.
And the Dr. Corey, who testified before Congress, said that ivermectin, much cheaper, much earlier in the process, saving lives, being completely ignored by Congress, by Fauci, by Trump, by everyone. Ivermectin is much safer and cheaper. And why is that being ignored and censored? In fact, you didn't even know about that doctor representing a group of physicians testifying before Congress. It was so buried in the news.
I've read and seen all these videos you're talking about. And what
Have
bothers
you seen Dr.
me
Corey?
Is something like a Red Pill Expo that's trying to get people confused and misled on a matter of life and death. Have both sides. Why isn't there anybody at this Red Pill Expo who's talking about the life-saving vaccine, Sam?
I don't know.
Well, why don't you ask? Why don't you ask G. Edward Griffin?
I'm giving you the chance to do it. I can ask him, sure.
Yeah, why don't you?
I can find out. And I'm willing to have you on and let people know about that side. I'd be interested in, have you talked about, we ought to have a discussion between you and Barbara Lowe Fisher as well.
I've interviewed her on my show. She's an old friend of mine. Yes, I did.
And what does she say?
She's very dubious and skeptical of the vaccines. I interviewed her about 2 months, 3 months ago. I interviewed a couple of the leading people in the religious community about the moral and religious objections to the vaccines. I've been open-minded. I've done both sides on my own shows. The only reason I've suspended my show is because YouTube's threatening to take me down, and I'm trying to regroup and find another platform.
We're about flat out of time. I want to get this last question in. You know, a lot of people are documenting that the vaccines have fetal tissues, baby aborted fetal tissues. There's a big debate about the scientific words being used, but a lot of us feel like we're not interested in vaccinations that have had baby fetal tissue, or whatever you want to say, as part of the, and some would say it's in the vaccines, others say it's not, it just was partially used before. But we don't want any part of that pro-death movement. Cliff?
Yes, it's a matter of discussion. I would suggest people look at what Franklin Graham, James Dobson, and Robert Jeffress said about that very topic.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I, for one, want to have agency to choose. I don't want to force people to take the vaccines or force people not to. I want to know why ivermectin and Dr. Corey's work isn't highlighted more. That's an interesting topic as well. Thanks for being with us. God save the Republic. Thanks, Cliff. We'll have you back, sir.